And I guess on the reverse, if it's proliferation, I know there's a lot of other things that determine whether chemotherapy is helpful, but I guess that's sort of classical. Speaking of proliferation, I guess the other major thing that's really changed in terms of adjuvant therapy is anti-HER2 therapy in the patient with a HER2-positive tumor. Can you kind of summarize, you know, what's happened over the last 2, 3, 4 years in that regard?
Well, we've seen a tremendous paradigm shift in terms of how we approach women with HER2-positive breast cancer, especially in the adjuvant setting. We now have 6 or 7 major randomized trials looking at combination chemotherapy with or without trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting. And those studies, with the exception of one now that was just reported, are remarkably consistent that the addition of trastuzumab decreases the risk of recurrence, the hazard of recurrence, by about 50%, and decreases the risk of death from breast cancer by about 35%. And those are tremendous risk reductions. Those are the sorts of risk reductions that we see with endocrine therapy and hormone receptor positive breast cancer. It resulted in a very, very rapid adoption of trastuzumab-containing adjuvant regimens in HER2-overexpressed breast cancer.